We're doing the Avat Chesed, we're on page Reish Yud Zayin in the Standard Edition, Reish Pei Vav in the Zelgman Edition. K'tiv Batorah v'yita'eshel biver shava. The Torah says that Abraham planted an eshel in Be'er Sheva. V'yita v'avot Rabbi Natan. So it says in the Brice of Avos Rabbi Nasan, 7th chapter, Shebana paltrin gdolim al adrachim b'shvil ha'ochim, that he built big castles along the roads in order to take in guests. And in those castles, he would ensure that there was food and drink, etc. Ayensham, look over there in the Medrash, in the Braisav. Chenita b'sota, and the Talmud also tells us a similar thing in Tractate Sota. Umatovu l'adam im yechol l'lmod amidam Avraham Avinu. How good is it if a person can learn this trait from Abraham, our forefather? Liot lo cheder miuchad b'shvil ha'ochim. Al kolpanim lelinatam, to have a special room in his house for guests, at least a place where you could let guests sleep. Umimela yekayem beitzitam baboker mitzvat levaya, and then when they leave in the morning, he'll also accompany them. Ki eshel notarikon. What does it mean? Avram planted an eshel. We're taught that eshel is an acronym. Achila shetia levaya. Eshel stands for aleph is achila, food. Shin is shtiya, drink. Lamed is levaya, he'd accompany them when they left. V'yeshomim lina. Others say that the word that the lamed stands for lina, sleep. What were you saying? No, we call a funeral a levaya because in a funeral the mitzvah is accompanying the deceased. You're walking them off. Kmo shamu chazal, as our sages taught, v'chibishvil she'enanu yicholim. If a person can't fulfill his obligation of giving them to eat and drink, he should at least fulfill his obligation of giving them a place to sleep or accompanying them. A person should look at himself for a second. A person will sometimes build within his yard. He'll build a little hut. He'll build himself a little shed. Different things that people build in their yards that they don't really need to live in them. They do it because they have some kind of use. But a person says in his mind, I need that, and I need that. And his mind is sure he needs all of it. He says to himself, well, I need that shed. That's where I store this, that, and other thing. And I need that shed. That's where I store the other thing. So then, why doesn't he build a little house for his soul? Meaning, if you could build the other things, so build a little place where you could take in guests. That's your building that house for your soul. You have a house for the lawnmower. You have a little dog house for your dog. So build a little house for your soul. A little house for doing achnasat tochim, for having guests. But, let's say a person says, I can't build a hotel. I don't have the capacity to have a little in and take in guests. Nonetheless, as the Chafetz Chaim, but the public as a whole has a responsibility to put together their funds and do that. The public is responsible to have a place where they could put up guests so that guests don't end up sleeping outside in the street. And one of the responsibilities of the public is to ensure that guests have ample food. A person shouldn't leave a Jewish city without food, God forbid. Our sages taught, our sages said that when a person is found murdered, the elders have to come and confess and say, we, our hands did not spill this blood. What does that mean? We didn't think the elders killed him. What it means is, he didn't come to our city and end up leaving without food. We took care that our city takes care of their guests, and if he came to our city, he did get food. Our sages also taught, if Jonathan would have only given David two loaves of bread, history would have looked very different, because David was running away from his father-in-law, King Shaul. And Yonatan was devastated when he realized that his father wants to kill his brother-in-law and best friend David. And Yonatan comes devastated. He hasn't eaten all day. He's so devastated. But he forgot that David hasn't eaten either. And he doesn't bring two loaves of bread. And because he doesn't bring two loaves of bread, David has to run to Nov, to the city of the priests, and take from the holy bread because his life is in danger. And then King Saul gets word of that, and King Saul murders all the priests. And you have a terrible destruction that ensues. Doeg doesn't get a portion in the world to come, etc., etc., etc. Ultimately, King Saul dies, and Yonatan dies. And all of this goes back to two loaves of bread. Had Yonatan given him the two loaves of bread, all of this wouldn't have happened. So our sages say, you see how important it is. A guest comes, give him something to eat as he leaves. It's important that a person leaves your house or leaves your city, they're well taken care of. As we mentioned in the first chapter, and the custom throughout Israel is that they have an organization that's responsible in each city. They have a committee. That committee is there to ensure that the guests get taken care of and praised as their portion. That's the way it should be. Every community has to ensure there is a Hachnasat Ochim committee.